Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Herney joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's The Kids Are All Right by The Who, the still very young mid-60s Who, a song of youth solidarity. Sending that out to Cedric Coward and Cooper Flagg.
Well, that's a fun part of tonight, isn't it?
Yeah.
We don't know. What are the chances are, do you think, that, and again, maybe it's overrated, maybe we don't care, that Cedric Coward will move into the starting lineup?
I don't know. I think it would make sense to do it. I think there's obviously pressure, some pressure from the outside to do it. I don't, as I've said before, I would probably do it at this point. I don't think it's a matter of serious importance. I think it's taken on larger importance just because it's something to focus frustrations on too. I don't think it's that big of a deal if he's playing the most minutes, but I do think it's something I would probably go ahead and do.
How's Cooper Flagg been?
He's been good. He's been put in a bad situation. He has not been as good as people expected him to be. The expectations, I think, were too high. It's not that I do think he's a big time prospect, big time talent. He is. I don't know whether he's turned 19. He was 18 years old, right, like coming into the season. He's a teenager, regardless. He's a teenager who is a rookie who I think his skill set suggests someone as, you know, a great all-around player, but not necessarily the hub of an offense of a contender, even in his prime. Like, the comparisons are more like, you know, Garnett, Andre Kirilenko, these kind of players, right? Right. Guys who defend.
My son Peter won Pascal Siakam.
Yeah, right. Guys who, you know, second bananas offensively, but who are great on both ends of the floor, and that makes you an all-NBA kind of player. Right. That's Pascal Siakam. And so the Mavericks have been like, run our offense, be our hub, right, as a teenager who that's not even maybe what you'll be at your peak, which has, I think, been a rough spot. And the Mavericks, I think, are last in the NBA in offense. Not Cooper Flagg's fault. He's been put in a bad spot. He's still had lots of good games. He's been productive. You know, he's going to be terrific. He might be terrific tonight.
Anthony Davis seems to be game time. We think he should take the day and night off.
I think he probably needs it, yeah.
He probably needs the... So what else is happening? Like, is Kyrie come at some point? What are they doing in Dallas?
It's unclear, Kyrie's return. There's some thought that he could be back in the second half of the season. Right. Where are they at record-wise at that point? And does that influence? Because I think they do have their draft pick. So does that influence whether he tries to come back? It's the kind of injury where you wouldn't bat an eye if he just missed the whole year. And so, it seems very unclear whether Kyrie comes back or not. And then maybe that's going to be how he progresses, and probably in part on how the team progresses, I would imagine.
But your view had been they should just get rid of the stars and
getting that number one pick was a golden ticket to pivot from the bad decision that had been made. And it still is.
It's like, a horrific decision.
Yeah. Look at Luka now. And so it's a ridiculous decision. And they got bailed out to some degree. Not totally bailed out, but bailed out to some degree, getting the number one pick. You get Cooper Flagg. And that is a gift to you to say, okay, maybe that was a mistake. We're not going to admit it, but we all know it was a mistake. We're going to rebuild a new team around this guy instead of, like, still chasing after the bad idea you had when you did the Luka trade. I think they need, you know, they need to put Anthony Davis on the trade market. And they need to do whatever and rebuild, whether they will or not. I don't know.
Grizzlies are favored by 4.5. You're not a wagerer, but does that surprise you?
I don't think you can be comfortable giving points on the Grizzlies right. right now. Dallas is, 2-6. Dallas, I looked at this. Now I don't remember. Their home road stuff. I think they've had a home heavy. Oh, yeah. Now I do remember. They have played, what, they're 2-6. That's 8 games. They played 7 games at home, and they're 2-6.
Wow.
That is rough. That's rough. Grizzlies are 2-4 at home.
Right.
They've had a home heavy schedule. That's also rough. But 2-6 when you've played all but one at home is rough. Dallas is in a rough spot, but again, Dallas has real players. PJ Washington's good. Daniel Gafford's good. That's the thing with the league right now. That's why, to me, expansion is a thing they need to do, because everybody but Brooklyn has good players for the most part. So, like, the Grizzlies are playing very poorly, and they can lose this game easily. So I'm not a betting man, but if I were a betting man, I can't imagine giving points for the Grizzlies in any circumstance right now.
I mean, you can imagine it if they were playing, if they were hitting shots. But, I mean, if Jalen Wells and KCP are going to go 0-for-10 in the first half, they're not beating anybody.
It doesn't feel that way, no. But, again, they have, they are 3-5, the Grizzlies, right? They're 3-0 against bad teams.
Right.
And now they got, looks like a bad team. So, like, let's keep the streak alive, undefeated against a bad team.
I think Jeffrey made the point. What was the one they only lost as a favorite to
Miami game?
To the Heat. Like, the other, every game went according to what the odds makers said.
Yes.
Except for.
In terms of a one loss.
In terms of a one.
In terms of how you get there, yes. not so much.
Some
right.
Caveats. Caveats do apply.
Sometimes it's the journey, not the destination that really stays with you.
So, yeah, and we would like no Anthony Davis tonight, because among other things, we would like to see Jaren.
Yeah, and Jaren has had memorable good moments against Anthony Davis, but he's also had memorable bad moments against right. Anthony Davis. Like, the best dunk of his career was dunking on Anthony Davis, but we also saw playoff series where Anthony Davis, summoned the best version of himself, and that didn't go well. So, yeah.
To the extent that he has not been as productive as he would have liked, as I don't think anyone would like.
Right.
Is it more?
There's so much. Go ahead. But there's so many potential answers.
Is it more Jaren? Is it more the coaching? Or is it more the players around him? Just the roster?
I mean, it's clearly all of the above, and I think it's really hard to parse it out and pick it apart. I think guys not making shots and and how that impacts the spacing has absolutely impacted everything, and that goes beyond. It's hard to blame people for missing shots. Someone's trying to miss a shot.
Right.
It's easier to blame this is bad coaching or this is bad effort. Right. Those things are easier to blame, but just guys just not being able to make shots has impacted everything else. To I think a significant degree. I personally think that the coaching staff should be more assertive and creative about getting Jaren Jackson touches in different spots. I blame the coaching staff for not doing that. I think Jaren is probably he has been checked out the way that Ja's been a couple times, but I think the whole situation has clearly impacted him, and I don't think he's been the best version of what he can be on his own. And I think that is also true. So all three of those things are true. I don't know how to parse it out, but they're all three coming together. It's like a triple whammy.
So in terms of making shots, interesting. Hollinger had a piece today about some players who you may not have focused on, who the world may not have focused on, who they should focus on. One of them is your guy Ryan Rollins. Is on there, but interestingly enough, Cam Spencer is on here.
Yeah.
For his, he is a guy who has been making shots. What do you think of Cam Spencer?
I have personally, as a basketball watcher, observer, evaluator, in the sense that I'm writing things, I've struggled with Cam Spencer because there are times where it just seems too hard for him in an NBA game, and it shouldn't be that hard. Right.
Right.
But he can really shoot it, and he plays hard, and he can process the game, and there's so much good there too. I think I like him better off the ball on both ends of the floor than on the ball on both ends of the floor. I think when he's been asked, and he's had good moments, like he's run some good pick and roll with Jaren actually. he said, because I think he can see and process and pass, but there are times where he struggles to get space, to get a shot off if the defense really is going to nail down on him. So I don't love him on the ball for the most part, and I think if he's trying to guard on ball, that's a problem. But if he can play off ball and get to open spaces and take shots and keep it moving, like he's a good basketball player. I that's been apparent from the jump. He's a good basketball player. Are you a good NBA basketball player?
Right.
And like, he might be proving me wrong in terms of, I never declared he wouldn't be, but I had some skepticism about it given his athleticism.
Well, the 41.
It was funny watching him and Reed Sheppard on the floor together.
I was just thinking.
Because I didn't see a big difference. Thinking,
this is exactly what you would say about Reed Sheppard. Is Reed Sheppard better off the ball?
Yeah, I think there are similar strengths and similar questions. And if you just didn't know that Reed Sheppard was, the third pick and Cam Spencer was like the 40th or whatever it was, if you didn't know that and you're just watching the game, you wouldn't think there was that big of a gap between the two.
Is he demonstrably smaller than Reed Sheppard?
Reed Sheppard is one of those guys who sometimes watching college basketball on television and watching NBA in person, there's a stark difference in what you expect in terms of size and athleticism, and Reed Sheppard is one of those dudes.
For the people out there, this is what Hollinger said. While toggling between both guard spots, Spencer is an ace three-point marksman, 41.7% at the NBA, who also provides dollops of ball handling and passing. While you'd like to see
dollops. That's what it is. That's right.
If you're a point guard, you can't just have dollops.
That's right.
You have to. While you'd like to see him be more threatening inside the arc, he's a struggle inside the arc. Spencer also averages an assist every 5 minutes. Defensively, he offsets limited physical tools with pure feistiness. Yep. In addition, and this is what was interesting to me, his contract sets up the possibility of a long-term win. The Grizzlies had a bit more money into the cap than initially expected. They had leftover cash, blah, blah, blah. As a result, Spencer will have one of the best contracts in the league if he provides anything approaching rotation caliber minutes in Memphis. Based on initial results, seem on track to deliver.
Yeah, that's everything, news alert, Hollinger's smart guy.
Right.
Everything about that is right. The contract thing is interesting. That's one of the things I question, because their desire to do that took up a roster spot that this is pre-Ty Jerome injury, that I thought, you already got Ty Jerome and Scottie Pippen. Like, this guy's not going to play, and now you have this hole at center. And I think if Ty Jerome and Scottie Pippen were healthy, he probably wouldn't be playing, and you'd be looking up and saying, like, we could use another big on the roster. It so happened that the injuries hit the backcourt, too, and that created an opportunity for him. And he's done a pretty decent job of, like, the Ty Jerome approximation in terms of how Ty Jerome might get used a little bit. And the whole if he – it's sort of like the John Conchar thing. They did that Conchar extension. This is a smaller contract, but it was still the same idea of, we locked this guy up for multiple years. If he's in our rotation, this is a win. And then Conchar didn't stick in the rotation. So is Cam Spencer really going to stick in a rotation? I don't know. But I think he has shown enough that it's not going to be a bad contract, that's for sure, and it might be a really good one.
Well, interesting you should bring up the bigs, because another guy is on his list of guys you should be paying attention to who maybe be flying under the radar is Marvin Bagley, who is playing well for the Wizards. Is that a 1 year deal? Who knows?
Oh, the contract. I think it was a one year deal.
Would he be helpful on your Grizzlies?
Maybe. Like, would he? It's easy to look at numbers. No one's watching Wizards games. It's easy to look at numbers and say, oh, look at what he's doing. Would he be better? Could the Grizzlies have gotten him for the same 1 year minimum they got Landale on? Probably, but I don't know that for certain. Would he be better than what Landale's been? Maybe, but I don't know that for certain either. I do think Landale's been frustrating at times. I think the reality of his production has been greater than the aesthetics of watching him play.
That's right.
So I don't know whether now having Bagley in addition to Landale with these injuries, he would have been playing and helping, but they didn't have a roster spot for that.
And then another guy on the list, Jake LaRavia.
LaRavia's been good.
That's a mistake.
LaRavia's good for the Grizzlies, but he was good for the Grizzlies after they had turned down, they had pulled back the extension. Right. So at that point, they weren't going to re-sign him.
There were a bunch of wings, and they bet on the wrong wings.
They did. And we'll see what happens in the future.
Because Vince was there, Gigi was there, LaRavia was there.
It was really those three, and you were betting. And again, I'm in the bag for Vince a little bit. If he's healthy, I think he's going to be good. Gigi, I just don't know. I don't know. No one knows.
All right, here's a question, Chris. right now, knowing what you know.
But Laravia's good.
Laravia's good. I will give you one of the two following draft picks. The Grizzlies will have both, presumably, but you only get to have one. Do you want the Grizzlies pick or do you want the Suns pick?
Ooh.
Suns won last night, beat the Clippers. Now, the Clippers didn't have Kawhi. Clippers didn't have someone else.
I think the rosters as they currently stand, if they remain intact, even accounting for the injury situations, if they remain intact through 82 games, I think the Grizzlies are better than the Suns. I don't know that it's all going to remain intact.
Well, there's the reason you might take the Suns pick is the Suns have no...
But the Grizzlies are probably going to get both of those picks.
I know. Right, but I'm trying to figure which is better. The Suns have no... The Suns pick... The Grizzlies pick may be better because the Suns have no incentive to tank.
That's right.
Because the Grizzlies are going to get their tank.
Well, yeah.
And the Grizzlies...
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah. And then the Grizzlies, between A, injury, which seems to happen, and B, the chance that they might blow
because
the thing up...
Because they have both of those picks, they may look at it and let's...
And they might blow the damn thing up.
Right.
I think the chances are right now that the Grizzlies pick will be... If I had to bet, I think the Grizzlies pick will be better than the Suns pick.
The Orlando pick's part of this conversation, too. Because if that pick is better... They get that one. No one thinks that's. I don't think that's going to be the case either. As troubled as Orlando looks, but until they get it straightened out, that's a thing worth watching. I'm pulling up the standings in the West.
Turns out there's a lot of bad teams in the West.
Yeah, right now Phoenix is 9 and Sacramento's 10. The Clippers are kind of a problem, right? Even if the Clippers get it together, right now Portland is in there, right? Which people didn't expect. Let's say Portland stays in the play-in mix, and let's say the Clippers get their stuff together and they get in. That still leaves one spot for Phoenix, Sacramento, or Memphis, or Dallas, or somebody. Somebody's going
to
be in the postseason among those teams, right? There's no reason that the Grizzlies should be that team. It's just a matter of getting healthy and keeping things together and people like getting together, you know?
It was the Bradley Beal return game last night. He was booed every time he touched the ball.
That was a bummer for Phoenix to win that game.
It was a bummer for Phoenix to win that game. But yeah, Harden was out too. It was no Kawhi. It was no Harden.
Right.
And so whatever. All right, you'll be there tonight. Grizzlies, Mavs, as we get Cooper Flagg against Cedric Coward. Thanks very much, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
We're going to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeffrey's going to go through this week's wagering. He'll let you know what's going to happen in the college football weekend. It's Jeff Calkins, your 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Season begins. I take 10 crisp $100 bills. I hand them to you, and I say, go and invest. And when I do that, I don't expect it to be a bed of roses. I don't expect every week to be a winner. But it's been a bit of a dry spell, hasn't it?
Jeff, we're on to Cincinnati.
Last week was not good. I think I'm down. Aren't I down now, Jeffrey?
We're on to Cincinnati, Jeff.
All right. Yeah, I believe we've lost.
They cost
money.
Us last week too.
This has been a this is lately, occasionally what we do. In the same way with trivia, we teach life lessons. If you can beat Jeffrey in trivia, good luck with that, because you probably can't. But that's great. But if you can't, we want you to play honorably. And I think we've modeled that for people now for years and years and years. And here, what we're trying to show people is that gambling can be fun, can be a lot of fun. But you shouldn't take your life savings and put it in college football, because it's a hell of a way to make a living. And Jeffrey has to do this in public on Friday. And then, well, he did before he had a Twitter account. He posts his bets on Twitter. It is a high wire act. And how you feeling about the high wire this week, Jeffrey?
Jeff, this is the smallest card we've had.
Why?
Maybe in years.
Why?
There's not a ton of games. And B, it's a lot of teams that are playing games that I'm like, I want no part of that.
Okay. Well, let's fire it up.
Let's fire it up.
You need a better attitude. You don't sound like you have confidence. Let's fire it up. What is that? Can I get a little more enthusiasm? No?
All right, Jeff.
So much for that.
Let's start with tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I felt great about this. And then I found out that Jason Smith is headed to the blackout.
Well,
and that Jason Smith...
We knew Jason was going, but we only discovered during the course of this show that the last time he went to a game was the last time Memphis lost.
Correct. At home in 2023 in a blackout game. However, I'm going to trust my eyes. Offensive success rate, Memphis, 50.2%. Tulane's defense allows 49.6%. That's 122nd in the nation. On designed runs, Memphis is fourth in the nation on EPA, whereas Tulane's defense is 113. This is just, I'm trusting my eyes. Give me the home team. Give me the Tigers. I'll lay 3.5.
It really should be bigger than 3.5, shouldn't it?
I mean, at times it has been.
Memphis minus 3.5. Go Tigers over Tulane tonight. All right. The next one you have on the list, massive game.
Massive, massive game. Jeff, the last two seasons under Kalani Sitake, when BYU is an underdog, they are 7-1 against the spread. And how about this? They're 7-1 outright. I am a little bit terrified of this one fact. I felt the same way about Cincinnati last week. Cincinnati was catching double digits going to Utah. I think the thing about BYU is they're not going to be a metric darling, because oftentimes when they get a lead, they sit on it and they don't just blow teams out. But I do think this is a team that can match up physically with BYU, or I'm sorry, with Texas Tech. Give me the 10.5. I'll take BYU.
I thought you were kind of down on this team. Was that earlier in the season?
That was early in the season.
BYU?
When they would ask Bear Bachmeyer to throw, but they've done a good job of figuring out like when he's at his best.
All right. What's next?
Jeff, let's go to Columbia, Missouri. I've really struggled with this one. I just think this is the classic. I watched Zellers against Vanderbilt. He didn't come in. The moment didn't look too big. The entire world feels like they're on Texas A&M here.
Wow.
Give me Missouri. Give me 7.
You want Missouri with the backup quarterback?
Third-team quarterback.
Okay, with a third-team quarterback.
Yep.
Missouri plus 7 over Texas A&M. Next.
Jeff, let's go to Iowa City.
Mm.
Do you know who actually has given Indiana their best game of the year?
I'm going to guess it's Iowa.
It was Iowa.
Well, how did I know? How did I know?
It was not Oregon.
I must be a savant.
It was indeed Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
They had to score a late touchdown, and they end up winning by 5 when they took a safety to run out the clock. I'm just not quite there yet on Oregon. This will be a really tough environment. Another big travel day for Oregon. Tough environment. Fans are right on top of you. Iowa has a tendency to bring you down to their own game. Give me 6.5.
Iowa plus 6.5 over Oregon. Next.
Jeff, we just have to do it. We got an interim coach bump.
The interim coach bump.
Auburn's still got a good defense.
They do.
And more importantly, Auburn is not going to have plays signaled in that they haven't run in months, and they don't even know what they're running. I'm not sure if Derek Nix is
a fabulous
offensive coordinator, but he's going to be better.
What's interesting is that you can continue the Hugh Freeze jihad even after Hugh Freeze is gone.
I won.
But you're continuing the jihad. You are still betting against Hugh Freeze in a way, even though he's gone.
I think I just want to hear the best fight song in the land.
Auburn, finally. That would be good. It's not. It's the best underrated fight song in the land. Mm-hmm. Neither of us claim it the best song in the land. It is a great fight song. That's Auburn plus 6.5 over Vanderbilt. Who's the next coach there, by the way?
Oh, boy. So are we buying into the fact that Kenny Dillingham told his team he's staying?
Sure.
I guess I'll say John Summerall.
Well, that gets back to the conversation we were having with Jason about whether if Ryan is going to get another job, whether it matters that he beats Tulane. What's interesting is, and maybe this is unfair, you tell me. What we're saying, at least what he's saying, is that for Ryan, he's got to still prove himself. He's got to beat Tulane. He's got to beat East Carolina. He's got to certainly get to the conference championship game. Which is interesting is that people don't seem to hold Summerall to that. Like, Summerall was an ambition last year to go, and Memphis beat him. If Summerall loses tonight, it is funny. There is a certain coaches get a halo around them. You know what I mean?
I would actually argue what it really is most people look at Tulane and go, it's Tulane.
Don't you think some of it is?
I think
Summerall is good at good at PR and Ryan's not?
I think also with Summerall, there's the idea, you know, he's from the state of Alabama. He's coached in the SEC. He's got the bona fides. Yeah, he's kind of got the SEC dust.
I can see that. And in a way, that's like to Ryan's credit, because he's having to. He didn't really play college football.
Yep.
You know, and so he doesn't come with the former player, SEC guy, coached in the SEC. He's had to
spiritual successor scrap, of Pat Dye.
Yeah, he's had to sort of scrap to where he's gotten. All right. So Auburn plus 6.5 over Vanderbilt, and you've got Summerall headed there after the season next.
Jeff, this is the scariest bet of the week. If you've seen Florida's injury report, it looks like right now a good solid the Chris Jericho 1001 holds. I don't think Kentucky's good. I think they happened to be on the field last week with Auburn, and I still think Florida was playing hard. Give me Florida. I'll lay the 3 on the road.
Florida minus 3 over Kentucky. All right, next.
Jeff, we haven't done this since week 2.
That's back when we were making money.
Yep.
So let's get back to
it. Let's just get back to it. Let's do a money line parlay. Give me SMU, Georgia, Alabama, Indiana, all to win straight up. Not worried about the spread. Just got to win straight up. That's plus 135.
Georgia plays State. Alabama plays LSU.
Indiana plays Penn State.
Indiana plays Penn State.
And SMU has to go to Boston College. At first, I was worried about it, but I saw it's going to be 60 and sunny tomorrow in Boston.
All right, SMU over BC, Georgia over State, Bama over LSU, and Indiana over Penn State. Those are all part of a money line parlay. So that is a lineup. I'll give you these, and then I'll have some other questions. So Memphis minus 3.5. Over Tulane, BYU plus 10.5 over Texas Tech, Missouri plus 7 over Texas A&M, Iowa plus 6.5 over Oregon, Auburn plus 6.5 over Vanderbilt, Florida minus 3 over Kentucky, and your money line parlay, SMU over BC, Georgia over State, Bama over LSU, and Indiana over Penn State. So, all right, let's see some other games that we have ignored. What's the line Ohio State-Purdue?
I believe it is 29.5.
Okay, you're not touching that one?
I'm not touching that one. There's the possibility of rain. I mean, there's the argument we should just sit there and close our eyes and just say, lay it whatever with Ohio State.
What do you think, by the way, of saying as a Heisman Trophy candidate, favorite, whatever, he is literally throwing to NFL wide receivers. Now, he could set a record for completion percentage. So are we giving him credit for what he's doing, or are we saying he's the Ohio State quarterback? I could do it.
I think he's really good. Like, if you watch him play, he's wildly accurate. He is he's on time. He knows where to go with the ball. I just don't necessarily take him all that like credible as a Heisman candidate, because I just think there's also going to be some split votes.
All right. The Indiana-Penn State game, I know you included that in your parlay. What's the line?
Right now, I believe 14.5.
Okay, if you were to bet the line, where do you feel about that?
I think if you got to bet, you just lay it with Indiana, because they wallop people.
Okay, Georgia and Mississippi State, what's the line there?
9.
Okay, how you feel about that one?
So Georgia's not great against the spread. I do wonder if Mississippi State is starting to run out of some gas. Do they have a hangover from the win?
Notre Dame Navy. What's the line there?
It's 27.5. I mean, I was hoping for anything close to 21, and I was going to lay it. But Notre Dame's defense isn't quite good enough to where I can trust them to just absolutely maul Navy like they did last year.
And if you could, on Saturday, if you could watch one game, I mean, is Texas Tech BYU the biggest game this year, this week?
I listened to an argument for Oregon and Iowa, but I think the answer is it's Texas Tech BYU.
I mean, they're playing for a bid, really, yeah. Right? I mean, Cincinnati is there too, sort of.
I mean, I guess you could say BYU, because they don't have a loss yet. They're not eliminated.
Right.
And these teams could see each other again in a few weeks in the championship game. But, I mean, it certainly feels like what the committee announced on Tuesday was welcome to the SEC Big Ten Invitational.
All right, we're going to take a break. Back in a moment. It's the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So when you decide to get engaged, it's a big deal. You're like, all right, now I got to go get a ring. How am I going to do that? I'll tell you how not to do it. Don't ask a friend of a friend to hook you up. Because when I got engaged many, many years ago, my first marriage, I got a friend of a friend. And we then took it in to get appraised later. You know, She took it off her finger. She handed it over to the inspector, the whatever, the appraiser. And he's like, this isn't worth this much money. And I'm like, oh, no. Can you imagine, Jeffrey, how mortifying that was?
That would be the exact opposite of the experience that I had.
That was so mortifying. And you just go to Robert Irwin Jewelers. We've been telling you. Jeffrey's been telling you. It's an unbelievable shopping experience. I went there not for a diamond ring, but for Claire's diamond earrings. And literally, she brought it up just 2 weeks ago, how much she loves her diamond earrings. Jeffrey went and got Aaliyah her engagement ring there. Absolutely thrilled. But in addition to all of that, unlike any other place, they got the meant-to-be guarantee, which means that you can return your loose diamond custom-made engagement ring for 365 days. And you won't do that because it's going to be stunning. But it gives you the peace of mind that when you embarked on this kind of a massive emotional and financial investment, is the kind of peace of mind that you need and want and deserve, honestly. Plus, like, they can do anything you want. You dream up the ring. Maybe she's been thinking about exactly. Maybe you have a picture. Maybe you're just going to have a description. Whatever it is, if you can dream it, Robert Irwin Jewelers can make it. And then you get all the other stuff they throw in. The free ring sizing for life, the jewelry spa service for life, that stone tightening, buffing, polishing, plus the financing options, 24 months deferred interest, or take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. You can find the Robert Irwin Jewelers closest to you. I go to the one right across from Novel on Perkins Extended, or check them out online at rijewelers.com. All right, Jeffrey, we haven't talked about the NFL at all. First of all, I want to give you the bad news.
Okay.
The bad news is that it appears this YouTube TV fight with ESPN, it doesn't seem to be winding down.
No, it seems like we're in quite the stalemate.
And it was interesting because Andrew Marchand, who writes about this for...
one of the best.
He writes about it for The Athletic. I didn't realize this. So you got this fight between ESPN and YouTube TV. And it's just about how much YouTube TV needs to pay ESPN for their services, right? That's what it's about. And but listen to this. Hanging over all the talks is an executive move that happened earlier this year. Justin Connolly was Disney's president of platform distribution. He broke his contract with the company. He was making $6 million a year to become YouTube TV's first global head of media and sports. He jumped from ESPN to YouTube TV.
So we got a good old-fashioned feud.
Where he had reported to ESPN's chairman, Jimmy Pitaro. He essentially switched teams amid the negotiations. There were lawsuits about the move.
Is that actually legal?
There were lawsuits, breach of contract, all of that. The two sides eventually settled, and as part of the settlement, Connolly had to recuse himself from these negotiations.
Okay. All right, well, that all makes sense, yeah.
Okay.
But that's also going to leave bad feelings.
His team is handling it without them. Yeah, you know what this is like? As Andrew Marchand says, but does his team know every pressure point that Disney ESPN is willing to bear or not? Do they know when Disney ESPN will fold? Like, you can say, I'm not going to be involved in these negotiations.
Yeah, but he can still have the strategy.
He can have the playbook.
Yeah. No, it's like when Harbaugh could coach during the week, but he couldn't coach the game.
He can have the playbook.
Yeah, he can set the game plan.
And the problem is that if you want to watch college football tomorrow, or if you want to watch, and you're a YouTube TV person, as I am.
If you want to watch the Tigers tonight.
If you want to watch the Tigers tonight, I'm going. If you want to watch, well, I'll be watching in person. If you want to watch Monday Night Football, we got a massive Monday Night Football game, Green Bay and Philadelphia.
I do think the one thing that helps with Monday Night Football is if you go and you buy the digital antenna, I believe Monday Night Football is also streamed on ABC.
You can get the Sunday games. You can get the Sunday game still, and you can get
right. You just can't get ESPN and the family of networks.
God, what a flipping disaster that is. Okay, games of real consequence. Intrigued. I'll be honest. I need your man Baker to step up for the Bucks.
Yeah,
take down the Pats.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that.
What do you think?
I actually kind of think it's okay. Tampa needed the bye week desperately with all the injuries. And they're starting to get a little bit healthier. I'm more sold on Drake May, but I'm still not sold on the Patriots. Does that make sense?
Well, it's funny. Are people not sold on the Patriots just because it's not time yet?
Like, no, it's
too
it's,
early?
No,
like,
I think
okay,
you can...
good. We will acknowledge. It was a little bit like the Commanders last year. Like, the Commanders last year were like, oh, look at this. Surprising good team, young quarterback. They'll be good, and then they'll lose early because they can't be that good, can they? And the next thing you know, they're in the freaking NFC championship game.
No, for me, it's all the defense. I'm not sold that defense is any good.
They've been good.
They've
been good at stopping the run.
They should have lost last week.
Okay, I can buy that. New England and the Bucs, fascinating. Massive game for the Rams and 49ers. The last time, I think that was a field goal in OT, wasn't it? I think that was. I think when they played in week five,
yes,
was it maybe? I think
yes.
It was a field goal in OT. I have to hand it to the 49ers, man. They doesn't matter who's missing. You know, like it doesn't matter who's missing. They are their ability to hang in there has been incredible.
I totally
like in this one.
Oh, it's Big Bro, Little Bro night. So I'm always going to be with the Niners.
You're always going to be with the Niners, yeah. Big Bro. Pittsburgh and Chargers, I think, sneaky good game. Like,
so George and I were talking about that. It's a highly competitive game. I don't know how watchable it's going to be. Because even though the Chargers have made the moves, they're still not good up front. And it did.
I mean,
it did look like the Steelers were like.
The Steelers figured some things out. Like they were bringing it. They were bringing it last week.
Get after them.
And if you don't have either of your tackles.
Yikes.
And you get the Saints discard, Trevor Penning, who was bust, draft
correct.
Bust. And he's that's what you're. Yeah, I can see that. I don't know. Is it not going to be watchable?
I mean, it's going to be competitive, but I can just see that game being ugly.
Sacks can be fun.
Yeah, not for me.
I guess.
Although it is sacking Herbert could be fun.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. To see your man go, you know, six mm-hmm. go sack seven times, eight times. I will save Philadelphia Green Bay for Monday because that's the Monday night game. You also have Baltimore Minnesota. Like, if everyone's
yep.
like, all right, well, Baltimore's still in it, and they are. But now they have to win these games.
Correct. And Minnesota...
Speaking of a defense that you're going to be suspicious of.
Oh, boy. Minnesota last week really took it to the Lions.
That's what I'm saying.
Lions are coming, you know, off the bye. You thought everyone's hyped up. And, I mean, they pretty much controlled the entire game. They gave up a touchdown on the first drive. And really after that, they were just locked in. Shut down the run. Like, they did everything. It was miserable for the Lions.
We got a lot of crappy games.
Oh, boy, do we.
A lot of crappy games.
Can I talk you into Cleveland and the Jets?
Cleveland and the Jets. How about the Saints and the Panthers?
I mean, listen.
You like that one?
I think the Panthers could be 6-4.
Panthers could be 6-4. Are you interested? Could I interest you in a Bills-Dolphins game?
I mean, only if I decide on Sunday that I'm just laying it with the Bills.
Well, what's interesting is that game, the last time...
It was a competitive Thursday night game.
People may remember this. Like, they were like, it was considered a win for that Dolphins staff. People are like, are they going to fire him? Are they going to fire
him? Vibes were horrible. They were getting
Vibes
smoked.
Vibes were horrible. Yep. And then they were plucky all game long.
Yep.
They certainly could have won that game. And you're like, oh, they have this is not a team that's rolled over. And the Bills were kind of lucky to win. And that game was in Buffalo. This game's in Miami. Of course, it was before Tyreek Hill went down.
Yeah.
It was before they dealt Phillips.
Uh-huh. And they lost their will to live.
And they lost their will to live. All right, what's coming up next?
Jeff, here's what's coming next on Jason and John. Parthipadhyay will join in the program. Blake Topmeyer will join us on Jeffrey Wright and Company. DeMichael Cole will be with me today. Cobb will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium tonight. Three massive games. There's that one. If you're not getting to that one, get yourself to FedEx Forum because the Grizzlies need this one. And then tomorrow at FedEx Forum for the Tigers as they tip off their next season. And then there's a game Sunday that we're not going to acknowledge.
What?
Exactly.
It's football day.
And then we'll be back Monday. We'll see you then. For now, work is done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.